Now our first feature, When the Lights Went Out on City Stars by Derek James. Our reader is Dorothy Sneasby.
They were local heroes, as tough as nails, and the relationship between the riders and their followers was as warm as toast. How they loved each other. The Stars earned a living through blood, sweat and tears, and some were more famous than the Canary footballers across the city. There was a time when the perfect family day out on a Saturday was a victory for the Norwich City in the afternoon, a fish and chips supper, the Lorries was a favourite, and a night under the floodlights at the fabulous Fir Stadium, where some of the fastest and most talented speedway riders in the land, sorry, world, put on a show of thrills, and often spills. The smell, the excitement, the noise, the atmosphere, this was the Firs in all its glory. It came as a terrible shock to the city and county when, in 1964, it was announced that the stadium at Helsdon was closing at the end of the season in October and the land to be sold for houses. Let's start the story at the beginning and travel back the summer of 1930, when a crowd of around 5,000 arrived at the first meeting held at the Firs, 2 years after the sport was introduced to the country. The first hero was Speedy Jack Newlands, and within a year or so, the grass track became a dirt track, with the racing becoming faster and more spectacular. The local star at the time was the late, great Jeff Pymar, who came from near Diss. He also rode for the Yarmouth Bloaters, as many of the Norwich lads did. Jeff was a great character. He rode like the wind, and it was a privilege to have known him. He travelled the world, and what stories he had to tell. And there was Johnny Bull, who took a corner at speed with his leg in the air. Interest in speedway drifted until it returned in 1937 under the guiding light of the one and only Mad Max Groskruis, a tough guy from Australia. And the turning point came with the signing of another Aussie, the leg-trailing Bert Spencer. With Bert flying, the crowds got bigger, and in 1938, the Firs was considered the fastest track in the country. The stars were shining, and then life changed for everybody. We were at war. Speedway returned to Norwich in 1946. The team had joined the new Northern League, and the new manager was former star Dick Wise. Bert was back along with the likes of Ted Bravery, Paddy Mills, Sid Hipperson, Len Reed and the rest. The average attendance was around 20,000 people. Norwich Speedway was probably at its peak, and with 460,000 people passing through the turnstiles in 1947, and stadium was extended to hold 26,000 spectators. The next manager was Fred Evans, who attracted Paddy Mills, Ted Bravery, local lad Phil Clark, and another Aussie legend, Bob Leverenz. The rivalry between Norwich and the London clubs were intense. They voted against the Stars being promoted to the First Division. Fred declared, "We'll smash our way in," and that's just what they did. The tide turned at the beginning of the 1950s. The Stars were in trouble, and top rider Leverenz retired. Then another world-class rider from Aussie, who had been riding for West Ham, came our way. His name? Orb Lawson. And he knew a young man by the name of Funden. Oh, Funden. He came from Sweden, and he was probably the most talented sporting hero of all time to represent Norwich. He was simply the best.